Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 3rd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission sued to block NVIDIA's proposed acquisition of ARM. The suit alleges the deal would give NVIDIA anti-competitive control of chip technology and designs needed for competing chips. The FTC scheduled an administrative trial on the suit for August 2022. The UK and EU regulators have also launched in-depth investigations into the deal. DD Global plans to withdraw from the New York Stock Exchange. The company debuted on the exchange back in June, but Chinese regulators quickly delisted its apps and suspended user registration. The company announced on its Weibo account it will start preparations for listing in Hong Kong. According to insider sources and documents seen by the publication, Google plans to launch a smartwatch next year, internally named Rohan. The watch is currently in testing with Google employees, includes a round face with no physical bezel, and includes health and fitness sensors. Google does not intend to brand the watch as a Fitbit device, although the company has merged the Fitbit team with its devices and services division, with a possible Fitbit integration into Wear OS debuting with the device. WhatsApp users can soon book an Uber drive by sending a text message. The partner program is being offered in Lucknow, India to start. In a statement, Uber said that even user registrations for its services can be handled through WhatsApp itself. The WhatsApp business platform already works in place of SMS to handle purchase invoices and related business information to users on platforms like Yatra and Book My Show. Microsoft confirmed that test builds of Windows 11 now allow users to set a default browser with a single button. Production builds of Windows 11 currently require users to change default browsers for individual file extensions and protocols for things like HTTP, HTTPS, and .htm. It's not clear if or when this change will become available to all users. Uber plans to launch an optional audio recording pilot program in the U.S., which will let drivers and riders send trip recordings to Uber to report safety incidents. The pilot will go live in Kansas City, Missouri, Louisville, Kentucky, and Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina later this month, with drivers and riders able to opt into recordings through the app. Uber currently offers this feature in 14 countries in Latin America. On December 9th, Apple must allow app developers to show links to external payment options unless it can get a stay for the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court. In a related court filing, Apple says it may start charging a commission on any transaction initiated from such links. That would still be consistent with the original ruling. Google already announced an 11% commission on any external payments for the Google Play Store. According to documents seen by Bloomberg News, a draft EU proposal would presume that any worker whose job is controlled by a digital platform is an employee. Platforms would then have a legal obligation to prove otherwise. The rules are expected to be made public next week and would further require support from EU member countries and the European Parliament before becoming law. Facebook Messenger began a test for a new split payments feature rolling out to US users over the coming weeks. The feature can be used in a group chat or directly from the payments hub, with payment requests viewable in chat. Messenger continues to build out its payment features, having already added QR codes for person-to-person payments back in June. AWS will now offer M1 Mac Minis as part of its EC2 compute service, claiming that these offer 60% better price performance over x86 Macs. The cloud provider added x86 Macs to the service last year. And finally, storing data in DNA has been appealing because of its extremely high density and durability. Researchers at Microsoft and the University of Washington's Molecular Information Systems Laboratory published a paper detailing the first nanoscale DNA storage writer, which could help bring usable write speeds to DNA storage. The DNA storage writer in the paper could write data 1,000 times more tightly than previous writers. Microsoft said the next step will be to embed digital logic in the chips to allow individual control of millions of electrode spots to write kilobytes per second of data in DNA. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.